Call this meeting to order. Town Council hearing and meeting is Wednesday, March 18th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Let's start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. You want to lead some prayer?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be gathered here today. We're grateful for our little community that we live in. We can have peace and harmony here always and safety, and our water will always be dependable for us. And especially, we'd like to put a blessing out there, Lord, to protect President Trump and his kids and grandchildren and all of his family and all those around him that are working so hard to correct all the wrongs that have happened in this country, and that this country will be protected, especially with the wars currently going on, and our service members and our men and women that are in the military and armed services, that they will be protected, Father. And we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. All right, roll call.
Scott Taylor here.
Gordon Sayre here.
Mike Ferrar here.
Richard Palmer here.
Annie Spinlove is not here. Let's see if she shows up. I haven't heard from her. Any conflicts of interest?
No.
No, me neither. All right, Mayor's Town Update. Let's go right into it. We have a community garden Easter egg hunt Saturday, April 4th at 10 a.m. The kids can come meet the Easter bunnies. There's about, I think my wife stuffed 1,000 eggs.
Oh my
so
God.
It'll be about 1,000 eggs. They'll be doing some dyeing of the eggs with some natural garden ingredients. They're going to do a spring garden workshop. They're going to be doing guided tours of the garden. So should be a fun event. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
When is that?
That's Saturday, April 4th at 10 a.m. It goes 10 to 1, but 10 a.m. is the start. So,
April 4th at what time?
10 a.m. Yes, sir. Let's talk about the water tank. Design is about 99% complete. Yes, we finally just had to say we're just going to have to dig some of this stuff up and see what's down there and put that on the drawings, because Apple Valley just did not have the proper drawings to show what was done. So Nate tried to get some old stuff from what's the old engineers? I always forget his name.
Rod Mills.
Rod Mills actually brought in bags of old stuff. Nate went through it all, couldn't find what we needed. So on the engineering drawings, they just said they're going to put that it has to be dug up and figured out at that time. So that was the outcome of that. So we're 99% done. We're going to.
What happened with their soil drilling they did?
Everything turned out good.
Everything's
fine. Yep. So they're just waiting on the PIP funding was approved. We talked about that. They have to have one more turned in to get the actual funds released. Once they do that, they'll start on the tank, and they're also going to start. There was a pretty bad accident over on Cinder Hill Road with a car passing. The truck was coming from Hilldale, almost turning left onto Cinder Hill Road, and a couple cars behind it was waiting for traffic to clear. Some guy came up doing about 70 or 80 and went to pass them. And at that moment, everything was clear, and the truck decided to turn and clipped the back of the truck. And this truck went end over end, every which direction. Luckily, there was not a fatality. So one elderly gentleman, about 70 years old, behind the wheel. Surprisingly enough. Yeah,
it was a miracle.
Yeah.
But it's not dead.
One of our volunteer firefighters was there, and that's exactly what he said.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. So there's a need there. It's not our responsibility. That's obviously UDOT, but
a 70-year-old dude.
That's what our volunteer firefighter said to him. Yeah, he expected to see a young kid behind the wheel when he opened the door. And wasn't so. So we'll start on the water tank and the turning lanes right there on Cedar Hill Road right away. I told them I didn't want to have any of their construction vehicles going down that road until there's turn lanes. So that'll be the first two things to start. We got that park survey out there. Hopefully everybody's doing that. If you didn't get one, everyone should have got one in the mail. If not, come in the office and get one. You can print it online, fill it out, drop it in our box right here, bring it in, mail it, however you want to get it here. Once that is done, we will have a public meeting about those and figure out what we're going to do with the parks. We currently have zero for now. As of today, to my knowledge, we have zero lawsuits. We had the one that went to, before I was here, it's been going on about 4.5 years. It went all the way to the Board of Appeals, the Utah State Board of Appeals. We presented to the Board of Appeals, and I think there's 7 people on the board, and they unanimously decided in our favor. It was closed. It's done. It's over. Nothing more can happen.
Hallelujah.
It's all over. So that's good. I'll be honest, we spent more on it fighting it than we could have settled it for, but sometimes you just have to do that. So it is what it is. So that's done. So as of this moment, we have no lawsuits. As of this moment, we'll see how that pans out a bit. We had applied for $1.25 million to, with Celeste Malloy's office. We've been working with them. You heard me talk about that during the pipeline, thinking if we went over budget, we would use some of that money. We didn't go over budget, so we're good there. But we did, the award has been made, and instead of $1.25 million, we got $2 million. So we now, I haven't wanted to bring it up the last month because I wanted to be sure. And so we're sure now we have the $2 million. We'll be working on the next 3-4 months on the project and getting those funds that will be used for a pipeline project here in town. We have a few options we're looking at. So that is exciting. That's about, I don't know if I brought up last meeting. We are going to have the second paid fire department employee. Chief is going to be hiring an assistant, a helper. I forget the official title. That job should be opening up soon if it's not already. And Chief will be hiring a part-time employee. So he can go on vacation and he can take time off and help him with his workload. And he's kind of like me. He doesn't do some of the stuff that we are supposed to do, going to other town meetings and stuff like that, because we're kind of busy here. So that should either free up Chief to go do those, or he can send the assistant to those meetings so we have some representation. So that's kind of exciting. That's all I have. I think I got here. You guys have anything?
Nope.
Okay. Let's roll right into public comments. We're going to open up public comments, 3 minutes each. Anybody? We've got one person here. I don't think I even got anybody online. Yes, sir. Anybody? Nope. You want to say something?
Well, I got a question about Cedar Point.
Sure, we can try to help you.
You mentioned maybe morning been better.
No, we'll try. See if we
I'm Dorsey May, Cedar Point. Where I live, they're off of Big Pinion.
Mm-hmm.
There's a easement behind my house. There's all the properties. There are probably eight properties. And I just wondered what they had planned for that road. And I see that three or four of my neighbors have gates. And I was wondering if, is it going to be an easement? Is it going to remain an easement? Or is it going to be liable to put a gate there?
So, I'm thinking you're talking about the one, Big Pinion. Yep.
I have a fireman brother. He looked up and he said the Hershey's owned the property.
The Hershey's on some
and,
property.
But they showed it was easements up to everyone that had a gate already.
Yeah.
But behind mine. Mine and my neighbors, it was shut down. Is it an easement all the way through?
My understanding, I have to refresh my memory, that is technically owned by the school district.
Yeah, school property there.
Yes, and they own that, and it's not an easement, it's not a road. I know some people are putting gates there, and some people are putting gates on their backyard.
Driving gates, not, and then my other neighbor had to open it, just a walking gate.
Yeah, no, I from my understanding, it's all private property. There's not an active.
So the Hershey don't own it?
No, the school district, to my understanding.
Yeah,
I own the corner lot right there, and then the Hershey's own right next to me, and we have a gate that you'll see there's no fences there. There's no fence. The Hershey's can graze their cattle there. I don't do none with that property. I just bought it because you guys in Cedar Point didn't want a motorhome parked there. So when I moved here, I bought it. And there'll be nothing there because I switched it.
You got the windmill there?
I'm just the side of the windmill, that 10-acre on the corner. So they own most of it over there. They own it just a little north, but then it turns into the school district.
So the school district will be right to the back fence.
Yeah.
Not a problem there. I didn't know.
And I don't think we have a road easement there. Now, there may be something buried in some Sunshine Acres or some kind of Cedar Point somewhere that we do. I haven't looked into it yet, but the last, if I remember when I looked into this, that was the school's property.
Yeah.
And it would be.
Well, they got 40 acres.
Yeah, something like that. I don't imagine they'll keep it. I can't imagine being a fool there for a very long time.
In Vegas, they'd buy all kinds of property and then trade it for other developments. Yeah.
They sold some of it. There was actually 100 acres, I think. And then, what's his name? Dale Anderson, I think. Is that his name? He bought 60 acres of that. He's the one that lives up north against the mountain. He's got a little trailer.